And this six-year-old child with this blank, pale, emotionless face and the blackest eyes, the devil's eyes.
Look at me, Damien. It's all for you.
She just goes a little mad sometimes. We all go a little mad sometimes.
There's no more room in hell. The dead will walk here.
Here's Johnny.
I see dead people.
They're here.
JC and Keith Barry live from Charleville Castle. This is The Dark Side.
Remind me again why we're doing this.
We're a bit mad, I think.
No. I'm not a bit mad. I just do radio. This is your game.
Well, we're here to explore the paranormal, and we're here to see if things go bump in the night. Of course, I've made my views on this clear from the get-go.
Let's set the whole scene, first of all. I recall you doing this a couple of years ago, where you say, I don't believe in any of this stuff.
Well, okay, so here's my opinion, is that not necessarily that I don't believe in any of this stuff, but I don't believe that so-called psychics can contact the other side. Do I believe in a spirit world? Perhaps. I believe that it may exist, and I suppose that's really why we're here today, Casey, is to explore that world and see what happens. And we are in, apparently, the most haunted castle in Ireland, Charleville Castle. So who's to say I'm right or wrong? But listen, you know, I'm a psychological illusionist. My job here today is to affect people and make them at least believe that perhaps there's something in the room here. And then after that, who knows what might happen?
I can't stop walking around here.
Why are you pacing?
Because I'm freezing.
You're making me more nervous than I already am.
It is cold, though, because we can see our own breath here in the room. We're in the dungeon here in Charleville Castle.
We are. We're in the most lowest point of the castle in what is a spooked-out dungeon. There's some pictures up on Twitter if you want to have a look and just get an idea of where we're coming from. It's Charleville Castle. It's just outside Tullamore. We brought a load of listeners with us. Tell us about the listeners, Adele.
Who are these wonderful people? Well, they love us now, but they might love us in an hour and a half. But they came from far and wide to be with us last night. We were told they're really sound, but at the moment they're at the top of the castle. They're not here with us in the basement. They won't come in here till 1 o'clock.
Okay.
When the place will be blacked out and Keith will start freaking us all out. I say start. You started yesterday with me.
They started a long time ago.
Yeah.
But the important thing is we're setting this up, so I'm actually going to do it the way they did seances in the 1800s.
How did they do seances in the 1800s?
Well, they would start off by using a pendulum. And a pendulum is the oldest form of spirit communication known to man. So if you want to get involved at home, I actually would love people at home to have their own mini seance.
Let's do it.
So if you want to get involved, grab something that you can make a pendulum with. And for those of you who don't know what a pendulum is, it's quite simple. It's just a piece of string or a chain with something hanging off it. Like a set of keys hanging off a string will do. Perhaps just a chain that you're wearing. If you've got a piece of string, you want to put a ring on it. Anything with a little bit of weight on it will create a pendulum. And I'd also love people to black out their windows, even if they're on their lunch break, even at work or whatever. Everybody get involved, because my hope is that things happen out there in people's homes, in the workplace, that even people that are just listening can't explain.
Lenny?
Yes, Casey?
Give us some Twitter hashtags there where people can get involved in this and let us know how everything is rolling their end.
Okay, so the first hashtag is hashtag Radio Seance. Okay, that's S-E-A-N-C-E. Next hashtag is hashtag The Dark Side. Then we've got hashtag Keith Barry. And finally, this one's especially for you, KC. It's hashtag
man nappies.
Hashtag new undies.
Oh, wow. Just describe this room, please.
Well, first of all, it's freezing. There's also a writing up on the wall. And I suppose it's important. I know you're going to get to some of the people who work here and live here also. But I believe the last people who lived here before the current people were Masons. And it is very Masonic. So we've got a writing up on the wall here, printed on the wall. Fear God, honour the King. So you might ask Dudley here from Charleville Castle, does he know anything about what that means? We've got a table set out here. There's skulls. There's also some toys here, because we're going to actually try and contact Harriet, who apparently haunts this castle, and Harry did die here.
Come here, follow me. Okay.
Yeah, We've got an old painting, and apparently this is the only image that they actually have of Harriet. I'm sure Dudley later on will tell you a little bit of the history of this girl, but she did fall, I think it was 3 or 4 stories down the balcony when she was, I think, 6. And apparently she haunts this castle. Now listen, I'm a little bit skeptical myself, and my job is to try and bring Harriet out to play. So we've got a couple of toys on the table here. We've got a little ball. We've got there's also seance.
What was that?
That was just you, Casey. Casey just knocked something over and he gave himself a hernia.
Wait until the lights go off. Yeah, oh yeah. My god.
And the way, also, so just to backtrack, it's like the way they would do it in the 1800s, they start off with a pendulum, then we got a Ouija board here, and some people here who I've never met before, selected by you guys, are going to have their hands on a glass and see kind of spirit come through on a Ouija board. Then we've got spirit slates, which is what they would use in the 1800s. We're going to perform some automatic writing where, you know, I'm going to try and get a message for somebody here at the table. Once again, I'm not claiming any paranormal ability for this, but my job is to try and make these things happen. Automatic writing, and then we'll use a spirit bell, so hopefully a spirit will come through, perhaps ring the bell, then people around the table will actually feel spirits touching them. That's my hope anyway.
Okay.
And then we're going to finish it all off with a full-scale blackout. In other words, you won't be able to see your hand in front of your face, KC, and we're going to ask Harriet to come in and play with us and see what happens.
You go and get set up and do your thing, your meditation or whatever it is you do before you freak the hell out of people. Listen, get involved in this at home. Look, regardless of what you believe about all of this kind of stuff, just for the fun, for the crack, get yourself a little pendulum. Let's see if anything strange happens. Your neck of the woods. Darkened room would be good as well, all
turn
right?
Turn off the heating.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, your telly might turn itself on and off. Your radio might start crackling. You might feel an energy or presence around you. You may feel hot. You may feel cold. Apparently, not according to me, according to spiritualists, these are all signs that a spirit is present in your home.
Anyway, we're in Charleville Castle. How are you feeling? Are you okay?
I'm freezing and I have that nervous energy because I'm so cold.
I'm okay
and
now.
Then I'm also really nervous and kind of excited. So I have the shakes already.
We're going to speak to Bonnie. Bonnie lives in this castle on her own and has done for a very long time. We'll talk to her in a couple of songs. Let's get some music back at base. This is Today FM. It's the KC Show and it's the very first national radio live seance. And we're in Charleville Castle.
100 to 102.
Today FM
seems like a good radio station.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it.
Laugh like there's no tomorrow.
Today FM.
It is 100 to 102 Today FM. We are live in a dungeon on a Friday.
Why?
You remember that production meeting we had when we sat down and you looked at me and you went, do you know what would be great crack?
It was about a week into working with you.
Yeah. Did you have a few brewskis before you came into work that day?
Yeah, well, it was just, you know, Keith was impressive that day and I thought, you know what, this would be the crack. But then we walked in here last night. It was only about 7 o'clock, but it was so dark and all the lights were off and it's not worth it. We've been nervous since yesterday.
Casey, you're feckin' nuts. Do you realise that place is seriously haunted? No messing. Mind yourself, from Audie, who's listening. Was down there at the Casapalooza Festival a couple of years ago. That place spooked me out. Serious creepy stuff going on down there. Bonnie, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Come in here till I hear you. How's everything?
Everything's great. We've been working away.
You are the lady of the manor.
Yeah, so to say.
How long have you been here?
I've been here 24 years.
Okay, why?
Why? Well, I'd say we saw the castle. The roof had fallen off. I climbed in through a window and fell in love.
It happened in that order.
It happened in that order.
Tell us a little bit about the history of the castle. Who started all of this? Because it's an incredible building. It's one of the most amazing castles in the world.
I would agree with that, being a little partial myself. The castle was built by the descendants of Thomas More, who was beheaded by King Henry VIII.
What did he do wrong?
He wouldn't let him marry Anne Boleyn.
Oh, right.
And he wanted a divorce, one way or the other.
She was hot, though.
So he decided he'd be the head of the church and the king.
Okay.
So he cut his head off, and the Moors were exiled to Ireland to organize the plantation of Laois and Offaly. They became very powerful, the Earls of Charleville. And the Earl was very active in the suppression of 1798 rebellion and built this huge castle with Irish labor and French prisoners of war. At this point, they ran out of luck. A great tragedy hit the family in 1863 when their 7-year-old daughter, Harriet, fell to her death.
Okay.
Now,
this is Harriet behind us, by the way, the only photo that remains of her.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
And over there is Harriet's rocking horse.
Yes.
Where are these kept?
These are kept up in the nursery, and I believe that's where some of your guests are right now.
Okay.
Now, that's generally off limits, so we've made a very special exception on this.
People can't go into it whatsoever?
No, they can't.
Even if you're on a tour?
On a tour, you do not go into it. On rare occasions, you might get in on a paranormal investigation guided.
Okay.
And that's the extent of it. Nobody goes in the nursery.
Why?
Well, for one thing that happened in there, when my daughter was about 8, Katie, she again, like my son, went missing. And we found her up there, locked, banging on the door in the nursery closet. So some mischievous ghost must have put her in there, and she was terrified out of her wits.
Did she see anything?
She felt kind of misty things around her.
Well, that's what you get when you rear children in a fucking spooky castle. How do the kids react, like, growing up around here? Obviously, they're very used to it, and they're all grown up now, but was there many incidents?
The children are used to it. Well, my son Michael actually went missing when he was 4. Now, we searched the entire castle, and we started to panic, totally panic. Finally, we found him at the bottom of the formal staircase. He said, "Little boy and girl held my hand." Now, we didn't see any children, so we decided to research the family history.
And as a child, I suppose you wouldn't presume they would lie or they would make these things up or they would know the history where, you know, of Harriet. So
no,
as a child,
no,
they probably did see these things.
As a matter of fact, he used to go play with Harriet in the afternoons. Now, he has no memory of it to this day, but he did tell several of his teachers, who I have hold of, so they remember him saying, "I go and play with this little girl in old clothing in my room."
Wow.
Oh,
but
my God.
Harriet now did fall. She was, they were celebrating a party in 1863, a midsummer party. So there was great merriment. She was at the top of the staircase of her nursery, 4 flights up, the top of the castle.
And it's quite windy.
It turns quite a lot. It's very windy, and the staircase, the banister, is very low.
Yeah.
So she was leaning over with excitement to see if her friends were here, singing. And we've heard her sing, which is kind of la, 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 and fell to her death. Now, she's been seen back then and continues to be seen to this day by many of our volunteers, myself, my partner, quite a lot of people.
At this point, I would like to ask you, why do you occasionally sleep in this castle on your own? Seriously, Bonnie. You do it all the time. It's like, yeah, I stay here. No problem. It's okay.
Well, I'm here 24 years. And having quite a lot of experience with spirits,
okay.
The ones I've encountered have been quite kind. I mean, they're there. I mean, the first thing I ever heard when we weren't thinking about ghosts was our room is on the 3rd floor, and above it, I would hear running, children skipping, singing, laughing. And at 3 in the morning, I'd go up with a torch, and there was nobody there. This would happen 3 or 4 times a month, and we would think that children from the outside would get in and get hurt. But I kept going up, and then we found out that was the nursery.
Okay.
So they weren't going to get hurt.
Wow. How do you feel now? Do you feel a little bit more comfortable?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm getting used to being here. I think that's part of it. And probably for yourself, Bonnie, when you're here a while, it kind of settles it. And there doesn't seem to be any evil. Which I think a lot of the other side, as they call it, is evil. But here it just seems to be kids and obviously loss of life. But
kids and people talking outside your room. The piano plays sometimes on its own. We've had last night, as a matter of fact, at between 3:30 and 4 in the morning, they started again. And jumping around, moving, singing above my bedroom. You must be waking them up.
The text number is 53102 if you want to get in contact with the show. If you're on Twitter, there are some hashtags rolling at the moment. Just get involved. We're going to kick this off at about 1:10, okay?
I just wanted to ask you, but how do you maintain the castle? Because it is actually massive.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we've formed Charvel Heritage Trust, which is a voluntary trust. We have a board of directors, and we've grown the number of volunteers from 20 to peak time to about several hundred during festival time. And they're the ones that come in out day in and day out. You've seen some of them here today working, helping, and they just all pitch in, and it's wonderful.
We, of course,
have fundraisers.
Brilliant. If you're ever in Tullamore, any passing, just come in and have a look at it, because it's an incredible building. Listen, thank you so much for setting this up, in the sense of giving us a better idea of what the whole place is about. Are you going to come back for the seance?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think you should hang around. We might need you to communicate with
one or two. Sure, if you ghost away, yeah.
Brilliant. This is Today FM. We are live in Charleville Castle in Offaly. Back after the break.
Okay, well, let's try and take it one step further. And if your pendulum moved at home at all, text us, tweet us online. I'm at Keith P. Barry, and I know you've got some hashtags there as well.
53102 is the text number. Just text us. Are you going to, up on Twitter, there's a couple of hashtags rolling.
Let's take this one step further, shall we? Okay, so because your pendulum moves so well, we're going to swap you out with Aoife for a moment, and we're going to allow you to try and use the Ouija board. Oh. So if you just swap seats. So Paul, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
And Catherine, yours moved as well. So there, next to the Ouija board, I want you to examine the Ouija board. This is important. There's a pane of glass on it, so have a look at that. Make sure there's no trickery, Paul. Okay, you have a look at this. It's just a piece of wood. Examine it, please. Have a look at it. Okay, you can give it a whack against the table if you want, I don't mind. And we'll put all this back together like so. Now, and we've got a glass here. We'll use the glass.
Where do you get one of these things, Keith?
I had to get this one made, but you can't buy them from Hasbro online, believe it or not. But I got one made because I wanted this in the style of the old occultists from what's known as the Golden Dawn. The Golden Dawn was the greatest occult group in Britain in the early 1900s, and a lot of people wouldn't know this. W.B. Yeats here in Ireland was massive into seances, massive into the occult, and this was based on the design that he would have used. There's many different designs for Ouija boards. Now, I suppose to explain to people at home, we've got numbers, we've also got letters here, and there's yes and no. So we'll put the glass right in the middle of it, and Paul, I want you to extend the two fingers of both your hands. You do the same, Catherine. Okay, and in a moment, not yet, you'll put your fingers on the glass. And then I'll ask if there's a spirit present. And if there's a spirit present, we'll ask that spirit to move that glass first. And that should be a sign that something is happening here in Charleville Castle. I want to take everybody to take this seriously for a moment. There is no trickery involved. So both of you place your fingers on the glass, stare at the glass, put your fingers here on the glass up here. There you go. Okay, here we go. Take a deep breath in and out. Good. Keep contact with the glass. Take a deep breath in and out. If there's a spirit present, move the glass first now, please. And focus on the glass. And just allow it to move. And will and want it to move. Just like your pendulum's move. There, I can hear it starting. There it goes. There it goes. Just allow it to move. Casey, describe what's happening.
It's coming towards me. Are you okay over there?
Paul, are you moving that glass?
No, I'm not moving it. No.
Catherine, are you moving that glass? Someone or something is moving that glass right now.
Oh, wow. It's just gone over the halfway mark now. It is coming totally towards the yes part. Are you okay?
No.
Slow to move.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
Paul, you're not moving.
Are you pushing this, Paul?
His fingers are actually lifting away from the glass now.
His fingers are away from the
glass. Break the connection. Let's take this one step further. Now, were you moving that glass? Were you moving that glass? Someone or something was moving that glass, so let's find out what it was. So, we're going to ask the spirit a question. You're going to ask the spirit a question, Catherine. So, in your mind, I want you to think of a question that the spirit can answer yes or no to. It can be something simple, such as, did I have eggs for breakfast this morning? Something more complex, perhaps a question that you want to know the answer to.
Can I ask a question about the spirit?
Will Liverpool ever win the Champions League again?
You can ask, but you don't have to ask it out loud. Keep it in. Well, first of all, ask in your mind, just ask a question that only you would know the answer to, more importantly. Something that only you know, a yes or no answer. Have you got a question in mind? Don't tell us what the question is. Okay. Both of you take a deep breath in and out. Place your fingers back on the glass. Keep contact with the glass. Go ahead and do it now. Okay, make sure you keep contact with the glass. Here we go. If there's a spirit present answer her question first now and do it immediately, please. And move the glass first now. The glass is moving straight away. Are you moving the glass, Paul?
No.
Are you moving the glass?
It's moving back towards the
it's
yes.
It's going faster
mark.
Now.
It's going faster and faster and faster.
Are you moving it, Paul?
No.
Are you moving it?
No.
Just allow it to move. Allow it to go wherever it is that it wants to go.
Oh, my God.
John, are you okay?
I'm losing it.
The door is over there if you want to run.
Both their fingers are barely on that glass now. It is moving. Okay, you can stop there. Moved over to yes. Was that the answer to your question?
Yes.
Yes. Can you share what the question was with us, or would you rather not?
No. I was just asking, was I named after a significant person? That okay. was a very simple question.
And the answer is yes.
And the answer is yes.
Okay. We'll ask you more about that in a few moments' time. Yeah, but maybe just quickly for the people at home, maybe if they've just tuned in, we're here in the middle of a seance, we're a bit of black out the room, and Harriet is a girl who passed away here when she was, I think, 6 or 7. She fell off the banisters, and apparently it's haunted here. And people have been feeling things. I'm lighting with my torch all the things here on the table because we've got glow-in-the-dark stickers on them. Okay, and you can see them all glowing there. And it's important for you all to be able to see those when the lights go out. And we'll be asking Harriet to make her presence known to us all. Now, the theory here is, hopefully, something will happen. Nothing may happen once again. This is important. But first and foremost, here's what they would do in old spiritualist times. This is important. I want you to place your hand here. I'll show you what to do. Everybody, with your right hand, take the wrist of the person next to you. You take my wrist. I'll have your wrist. Okay, your right hand onto her left wrist. Okay, your right hand onto her left wrist, and so on. So everybody has their hands connected. This is the exact way they would do it in spiritualist times, okay? All right. And in a moment, I'm going to blow that candle out. We'll allow your eyes to adjust the room. Is everybody okay with this?
Yeah.
The important thing is, for your safety, I'm telling you now, this may sound ridiculous, but for your safety, do not break this circle, no matter what happens. No matter what happens, don't break this circle. I'm serious about that now. Does everybody agree to that?
Yeah.
Yes? Okay, here we go. And we'll just blow the candle out. Okay. Everybody just allow their eyes to adjust. Allow your eyes to adjust. This time, we're not looking for any old spirit. We're looking for Harriet. Harriet, Harriet, if you're there, send us a sign, please, Harriet. If you're there, just send us a sign, please, Harriet. If you're there, send us a sign. Send us a sign, Harriet. Harriet, if you're there, send us a sign. Send us a sign, Harriet. Don't break the circle. Don't break the circle. Whatever is happening, don't break the circle. Don't break the circle. What was that? Everybody stay there. Don't break the circle. Don't move. Everybody break the circle. Harriet, if you're there. Harriet, if you're there. Settle down. Everybody relax. Relax. Don't break this. Don't break the circle. Everybody relax. Harriet. Harriet, give us a sign. Give it, move. Everybody move. Move some.
Oh, Donna, you okay?
Watch. Everybody focus on the center of the table, on the objects. Harriet, if you're there, move something in the center.
Oh, this is the coolest thing ever.
Lights back on, yeah?
No, no. No lights. Harriet. Harriet, settle down. Harriet, if you're there.
It's the chair.
Harriet. Harriet. Everybody breathe. Yeah, okay, send us a sign, Harriet, that you're exiting. Harriet, leave us. Leave us. Leave us, Harriet. Harriet, leave us now, Harriet. Harriet, leave us now. We mean no harm. We mean no harm. We mean no harm. I'll take up my torch in a moment. Is everybody okay? Is everybody still in the circle?
Yeah, it's all good.
Is everybody here still here? I don't know what the hell, like, we have to describe, before we turn the light on, I mean, Casey, you need to describe some of the stuff that happened in the middle of the table.
All of the kids' toys that were in the middle of the table are now on the laps of people around the table.
This is a giant table.
Everyone is still holding wrists and hands, and I can't see anybody. Is everyone okay?
I'm going to take my hand away now, just to light.
I have to hold her hand.
Are you okay? It's okay.
I've got a lighter here. Okay, hopefully everybody be okay. Okay, here we go, there's light.
Come back.
Okay, hang on. Where is it? I can't even see where everything is. Where's the candle?
The candle is gone.
Where's the candle? Where is the candle? I can't even. Okay, I've got a torch. Hang on, hang on.
Okay,
okay. It'll be in dark, and I have to find my torch.
So bad.
Hang on, sorry. Got to find.
In case you've just tuned in and you wonder what the hell is going on.
I got a torch. Hang on, there. Okay.
All right.
All right. What's the hand? But this is important. Like, we're at a giant table here. Like, even if somebody had their hand free, they couldn't reach all that stuff in the middle of that table.
Are you okay?
No. Yeah, right. Chris was no use to you.
We have a toilet emergency table too.
Can I have a
your look, your chair over there, Casey, is gone.
What does
the chair you were sitting on?
What is the electric chair?
Okay. Where it's collapsed. It's collapsed. Energies. Where's the candle?
But
Casey's chair.
What happened to the side of the table when did somebody fall off a chair?
The candle just landed like at my foot.
There was sparks.
There was sparks.
I could see. I could kind of see sparks.
And then loads of stuff fell over. I was nervous laughter.
It was like an electric shock
off.
But more importantly, yeah, you can break the circle, but this is important. We haven't finished. We haven't finished. I mean, the balls, everything landed over near you. And this is important. We all have held hands, yes?
Can we check with Michael? Nobody came in through here, did they?
Dudley, did anybody come in by you? You?
Twitter playlist as well. Keith Barry is still here. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. Yeah, that was fun.
That was crazy. The reaction on text and on Twitter has been phenomenal. A lot of scary things, clocks falling off walls and people falling off the beds and all kinds of crazy stuff that's been going on all over the country. So, Keith, how'd you do it?
Very well, but thanks for asking.
Well, you know, a lot of it was psychological. Other things happened that even I can't explain. And listen, every night when I do The Dark Side on stage,
yeah,
I say this, but it's true. When I do all this stuff, I purposely leave a certain element of it unscripted. So I just allow whatever happens, happens. Because when you're dabbling with this stuff, unusual things happen. Now, that doesn't mean that I believe it's the other side or a spirit side coming through. So I find it fun when things happen that I can't explain. I'm intrigued by it. And I love it. Like one night when I was at home playing with a Ouija board at 3 o'clock in the morning, one of my kids' toys turned itself on. It was an electronic toy now, right? So it wasn't like a teddy bear or anything, but it was a toy turtle, and turned itself on and walked across the living room floor. And I'd been in there for an hour and the thing wasn't on. And I just went, oh, that's strange, and just turned it off and put it back in the corner. So I just find these things fun when they happen. And I mean, when that was all happening there, Paul was sitting next to me.
There was tears coming out of your eyes.
I was trying not to laugh, but I was laughing my head off with all this mad stuff happening.
That bit at the end, just to explain again, when all the screaming was going on, we had a lot of text saying people have been murdered on Today FM, by the way. That didn't happen, thankfully.
But there was things levitating, there were sparks around people's heads, there was plates flying around, your chair there that you were on collapsed, there was doors, a door that goes nowhere, opens it all by itself, and people, I think everybody had a different kind of experience. Some people felt energy going through their systems.
Okay.
Somebody else said that they saw an orb or something floating up above everybody's heads. Was that you, yeah?
A red orb, yeah.
A red orb?
Yeah. Was a security light or an LED that has to be there on the wall, but yeah, when the lights came back on, there was no light, you know.
The thing about it is this place is so cold as well. I think that you know, we're in the dungeon, the lowest part of the actual castle, where strange things have happened.
Yeah, yeah, but like, you know, I suppose that's the thing. People want things to happen, and I think everybody here, you know, when it all settled down, they all had a smile on their face, and that's what it is. It's entertainment for me, you know, and I don't take it too seriously. Like, I don't mind anybody, you know, on Twitter or anywhere else saying, oh, there's a load of BS. I don't care about those people. Those are people who should get out a bit more and have a bit of fun in their lives, you know, and dabble with the dark side a bit more, I think, you know.
Listen, thank you to everyone. Thanks, everybody, for coming down, by the way. Cheers.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you to Bonnie and Dudley from Charleville Castle, Rory from MCD. Aidan, you did an amazing job bringing this all to air, so thank you very much. And all the engineering back at base. Adele McDonald, ladies and gentlemen. You can have the weekend off now.
Thanks,
you're amazing. And thank you very much, Keith Barry, for putting
this
all together.
Thanks for having me. It was great fun.
We will see you back on air on Monday from Charleville Castle. Have a great weekend. Good luck, everybody.
Hey.
KC. The KC Show on Today FM.
Today FM.